Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Real, Relevant, and Raw Relationship Radio at its best. Real, Relevant, and Raw broadcast. You know what time it is. Every Monday evening from 10 p.m. until 11 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. I am your co-host, Michael T, along with my co-host, the Candy Girl of Comedy,
Amira Ryans. What's good? What up, y'all?
Listen, everybody, we're grateful for having Amira on tonight. I'm going to say a little bit about that in a second. Let me first just say that I want to welcome everybody who's listening live. If you click on that link on Facebook, thank you so very much. If you have called 646-716-7031, thank you so very much. If you are listening via the archive, when you listen, I want to just say thank you for your support. We hope and we pray that Real, Relevant, and Raw continue to bring you the best in relationship content. Always keeping it real, always keeping it relevant, and always keeping it raw. Tonight's topic, everybody, is the holidays and your relationship. Before we get to that, I just want to get some insight to anyone who wants to be in media, professional comedian, professional singer, actor, radio personality, television personality. Mira's feeling a little under the weather tonight, and as we talked before the show, she said, Mike, look, I'm a trooper. I'm going to be on. I just want to be supportive. I'm going to hang out. So, Mira, listen, I just want to thank you for being that confident professional. And anyone, listen, if you aspire to be a professional entertainer or anyone in media, listen, whether you're feeling good, whether you're feeling bad, happy, sad, whether something happened, we still must maintain our focus, maintain our discipline, and maintain our professionalism. And Amira, I would not be proper if I didn't take a moment and say thank you for hanging in there. We do hope and pray that you feel better. Thank you for being on the show tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, I'm not a little under the weather. I'm going to get it together. I appreciate you for having me, you know, as always. And I appreciate it being included, you know, and feeling wanted. That, you know, that's big. So thank you. I do appreciate it. I'm here. Mike's going to lead the show, but I will chime in if I feel necessary. You know, well, my mouth, and I can't hold my tongue, and can't hold water. So if I feel like, you know, it's something that desperately needs to be said, I will chime in. But other than that, Mike, go ahead and do your thing. I'm here to support you, and I want to, you know, and it's always a good, whether we could be there physically or not, it's good to always support mentally and however you can.
It is. And the mayor, listen, why don't just take a moment while you have some energy, take a moment and bring the people up to date on some of the things you've been doing, some of the things you are, will be doing in the near future. We always want to give you that opportunity to promote your brand. So, Mira, before we go ahead with our show tonight, let's bring the people up to date on what you're doing, my dear.
Yes. First of all, you guys can reach me at www.amiraryans.com. December 28th, I'll be appearing at the Stress Factory with Lunel. She just did a tour with Wendy Williams. You guys know her with the short hair. She bought the fifth of liquor between her titties back in the day on BET. She from Cali. My girl Hope Flood, who appeared in Baby Boy, they're going to be out here again at the Stress Factory. Those are my sisters in comedy. They'll be out here, and I'll be opening for them again with talent hosting at the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, December 28th. It starts at 8 p.m. Be there. It's always a ball. We cuts up. And then January 28th, real quick, I'll be opening my own comedy room. It'll be called Funny Fried Fridays, and it's in Long Branch, New Jersey. Follow me on Facebook at Amira Ryans for the address and the date and time. But that starts, again, January 28th. And February 6th, I'll be at the mansion in Lakewood. Holla at your girl.
Listen, everybody, I'm going to, Amir, listen, I jotted down that December 28th date. I'm going to look at my calendar, and I'm going to come out and be supportive and see you do the damn thing on the stage, my girl, the candy girl of comedy.
Yes, and over there, because it's always a lot of comedians that go on. It ain't much time, but 7 minutes to us comedians is a world. You know, so I get to open up for them real quick, 7 minutes, but it'll be funny. But on the 6th, I have my own set where I'll do my own, you know, my whole set, which is about 15, 20 minutes. And on January 28th, I'll also be doing my thing all night because that's going to be a room that I'll be hosting. We're going to be frying fish. We got chickens, french fries. I have my own DJ. DJ Skills will be in the house. And, again, that's going to be in Long Branch on January 28th. And, again, I'll be in Lakewood, New Jersey on February 6th at the Mansion. But, yes, I will be appearing next Sunday. Next Sunday, you guys, at the Stress Factory, 8 o'clock with Lunell and friends at the Stress Factory with Talent hosting.
Listen, everybody, I want you to show Amira some love. Give her that support. Help her to build her brand. We appreciate her lending her expertise and her insights to Real Relevant Raw. And, everybody, let me just announce for the first time since I've been doing radio, I've been doing relationship radio now for over 2 years. I want to announce that I will be starting effective immediately relationship coaching. If you need help with your relationship, if you need someone to listen to, if you need insight, if you need to develop a strategy to have a more successful relationship, I'm offering my services to you. I'm going to give you my number, 908-644-4122. 908-644-4122. You can call me directly. That is my office number. Also, you can hit me up via email at change4success, and that 4 is spelled out F-O-R, change4success602@gmail.com. Hit your boy up, relationship coaching, with yours truly, Michael T. So tonight's topic, the holidays and your relationship. The Real Relevant Raw family, let's face it, the holidays can be incredibly stressful. Deciding who will get what gift, going to different holiday activities, and wondering if you can afford it all can weigh you down and drain you. Add to this the fact that you may be newly dating, going through a breakup, experiencing a relationship conflict, or simply dealing with your significant other. Is it any wonder that in some cases you wish the holidays simply would be over? How do you handle the holidays? The fact of the matter is, listen, we are celebrating regardless of what holiday you celebrate, whether it's Christmas, whether it's Hanukkah, whether it's Kwanzaa, maybe you celebrate some other type of holiday during the season. There are the holiday parties, the celebrations, the gift-giving, this fun, all of that. At the same time, what we want to focus on tonight, maybe it's one person that this applies to. For you, the holidays bring up memories in your past that may be negative, may be sad, may be memories and experiences that you may want to forget. So the holidays for you are very difficult. Tonight, we want to help you out. We want to make sure that you can get through the holidays successfully in as much as you can happily. So we're going to go to a song right now. We're going to be right back. We're going to continue with our topic tonight, the holidays and your relationships. Listen, everybody, you know what you're listening to. You are listening to Real Relevant and Raw.
Way back to you, babe.
and the cartridges that cost $50 a piece. How am I going to do it? Yo, I just went through this breakup. I'm going through this breakup. How am I going to handle that and all the holiday parties I've got to go to? How am I going to, what am I going to do? What am I going to do when I go to that holiday dinner and that relative that I can't stand is going to be there? Let me give you a case in point. Over Thanksgiving, my father's side of the family and I got together, and I was looking forward to a phenomenal event. As I said a couple of shows ago, my aunt and uncle, I didn't know this, but they've been married for 55 years. Oh, my God, what an example of commitment, of love and compromise and all those kind of things. Well, my father was going to be there. And my father and I, as I've said, do not have the best relationship. So for a minute, y'all, that was stressful. Man, am I not going to speak to him? What if he said something stupid? What if he said something to piss me off? How am I going to handle all of that? So I had to acknowledge that event, at least initially, was stressful. Likewise, if this holiday season for you is giving you any degree of anxiety, any degree of stress, any degree of aggravation, in order for you to be able to get through it, you're going to have to, first of all, acknowledge, yo, this thing is stressing me out. This thing is getting on my nerves. This thing is causing me anxiety. It's okay. The first step is to acknowledge it. Secondly, this is what I've discovered. Whenever you're going to go into a stressful situation, and I'm thinking about that Thanksgiving dinner, I'm thinking about past holidays in my own life, we need to decide what we're going to do and what we're not going to do. I decided, the bigger person, that I was going to prove to myself that I was going to be mature. And so I decided, I'm going to speak to my father, and you know what I would be willing to do? Even have a brief conversation with them. But I had to decide that beforehand, because oftentimes you can get blindsided in the midst of a situation and act like you may not want to act in the situation if you have not already decided how you're going to act in that situation. So for this holiday season, to the extent to which it may be stressful for you, aggravating for you, causing anxiety for you, decide what you're going to do. Decide those holiday parties that you're going to attend and those that you may not. Decide what gifts you're going to give to whom and those that you may not. Decide what dinners you're going to attend and what you're not. Decide beforehand, because when you decide beforehand, then you that you may see. Everybody will be right back. You're listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw on what? On Blog Talk Radio. we're back. You're listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw. I am your co-host, Michael Teague, along with the candy girl of comedy, my co-host hanging out tonight, my co-host,
Amira Ryan. Hey, y'all.
Hanging out.
I sound horrible.
That's all right, my dear. We appreciate you being on the air with us, chilling in the cut tonight. Everybody, tonight's topic is handling, the holidays and your relationships. Let me give you our guest calling number one more time, 646-716-7031. That's 646-716-7031. And let me just announce that beginning with our show next week, we're going to enable our chat room. So if you want to listen in, you don't want to call in, but you do want to chat with us, I'm going to engage the chat function so that we can chat while we are doing the show. I ended off talking about the fact that we should decide what we are and are not going to do during the holidays as part of the way of dealing with the stress that some of us feel and maybe many of us feel for the holidays. Now, my ex-wife and I, my son's mother and I, we have a phenomenal working relationship as parents with my son, Michael Jaden, who's 7 years old, just finished his flag football season. So we talked about it, and this may seem radical. I'm going to tell you why we decided to do it. We said, you know what, we're going to give him one gift. Now, Mike has about 3 or 4 different households that contribute to his birthday, Christmas, and any other opportunity for him to get gifts, but he will not go lacking season. But we decided we're going to give him an Xbox. He's been asking for an Xbox since his birthday. You know, and most children, after their birthday, then they start working on Christmas. So all through the summer, I'm listening to Christmas play. So we decided to do that, not so much for the financial piece of it, but, Amira, I had to acknowledge this with respect to my son, and I love my son to life. I would give my life for him. He's spoiled. And you know, he gets everything that he wants, and it's not even the logic of me wanting to give him a better life than I have had, because, quite frankly, I've had a good life.
Right.
He just gets everything he wants, and I've noticed this with him at 7 years old, that he has developed this sense of entitlement, that he is entitled to certain things. When I told him, I said, Mike, look, in my mind, I'm going to get you one gift, and we just fell the myth of Santa Claus last year. So he knows there's no Santa Claus. So I said, Mike, look, we're going to get you one gift. He said, Daddy, only one gift? I said, yeah, Mike, only one gift. He looked at me like I had abused him or something. But, you know, we decided that that's what we're going to do. And the beautiful thing, Amira, and listen, audience, the beautiful thing is that once we decided that, when I tell you it relieves a lot of the stress that I would otherwise have, and any parents listening, you know, you buy your children all kind of gifts for Christmas or Kwanzaa or whatever holiday you celebrate, and they play with those gifts, they play with those toys for about a week. So it's his tablet, his 3DS, handheld games, and his wrestling mat. So this Christmas for me is going to be a lot less stressful because I decided before Thanksgiving, this is what I'm going to do, and this is what I'm not going to do. Amira, did you want to jump in or you just want to hang out for a little while longer?
No, I agree with you. I like the fact that you ain't lying. He's spoiled. But now enough is enough. You got to, you know, rein it back a little.
Exactly.
I think only children are spoiled. I don't care what anybody say. My son, the only child, he's spoiled to an extent. But when it comes to those electronics, and you come on, the kids got to be up to date, right?
They got to be up to date. We decided, and listen, the Xbox, we got it on sale, y'all, because any of you who bought an Xbox, listen, that Xbox would be $500. You know what I'm saying to you? And the games for the Xbox are $60 per game. So when we decided to do that, Amir, I'm telling you, I'm being, as they say in New York, I'm dead ass. I'm keeping it 100. I was feeling good because I decided this is what I'm going to do, and this is what I'm not going to do. And listen, I had to acknowledge the fact, not that it was intentional, but my kid is spoiled. So everybody, what's the point? The point simply is whether you're a parent or not a parent, whether you just met that phenomenal someone and you feel that pressure to go all out for this holiday season, or maybe you've been married for 25 years. It's like, after 25 years, what else do I get my wife or my husband? Whatever your situation may happen to be, maybe not even in a relationship, and you're thinking about the whole family, and you have brothers and sisters and cousins and aunts and uncles and grandparents and all of that, and you're like, oh, my God, I'm going to go broke during this holiday season. Listen, point number two will actually lead me in point number three. Point number two is decide what you're going to do and what you're not going to do. And once you've decided that, listen to this, be at peace with what you've decided. Following from that is my third point, and that is this. Do not allow others to dictate what you will and will not do for the holiday. This is past Thursday. I went to the holiday party for my job. And I'm a senior manager, like one of the directors in the company. And so for me, it was one of those political events that I had to attend whether I wanted to or not. The thing is, I attended whether or not I had to, and I had a good time. As a matter of fact, our executive director, my direct report, our boss, took a picture of me and this other guy on the dance floor and emailed it out to the whole staff. So I'm like, oh, my God. And so they saw me on the dance floor. But there were people that I talked to. This is my point. There were people that I talked to who said, I'm not going. And they didn't say that they weren't angry necessarily. Maybe a couple were a little bitter about some of the things that have happened in the company over the past year. Others have other responsibilities. And you know what? There are people who just don't like to be kinds of events for that or at those functions. And you know what? As I thought about it, I had to respect their decision. They were not going to let other people dictate to them what they did or did not do for the holidays. So this is one instance, Real Relevant and Raw Family, where we can actually resist peer pressure. Because you know what, the people who ask us to do or not do, I wonder if they ask you the same thing, if they want your opinion. And you know what, I was talking to one of the staff at my son's advocate, and I said to this person, you know, I've learned at this stage of my life to be who I am, and someone or people don't like it, then so be it. And I said, you know what, some person, sad person, because you know what, no one in my life has ever asked me permission regarding how to live their lives. So I've learned to live my life, to love who I am, to be who I am, and whoever doesn't like it, that's okay. In a similar vein, I'm just suggesting during this holiday season, maybe it's the first time in your life, family, that you will have done this, and I guarantee you that if you decide to do this and you can walk it out and live it out during this holiday season, you will experience a freedom that you have not heretofore experienced, and that is you will not allow anyone else to dictate what you do or what you don't do. And generally speaking, don't allow anyone to dictate how you live your life. Listen, I want to take a minute. John Legend, he and Common sang the central song, the key song, the signature song to a new movie that's coming out about the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., if you're out there, John Legend. Everybody, tonight's topic, the holidays and your relationships. You are listening to Me, Relevant and Relevant.
If you hear this message, wherever you stand, I'm calling every woman, calling every man. We're the generation, we can't afford to wait. The future started yesterday, and we're already late. We've been looking for a song to sing, search for a melody, search for someone to lead. We've been looking for the world to change. You feel the same, we're gonna save. You're out there broken promises, no one called to war. Left is love and peace that we're really fighting for. We can destroy hunger, we can conquer hate. Put down the arms and raise your voice.
To Real Relevant and Raw on Blog Talk Radio. Tonight's topic is the holidays and your relationship. I'm your co-host, Michael P., along with my co-host, the Candy Girl of Comedy.
Mayor Ryan. Hey, I like that song, too. It was very nice.
Amazing. Amazing. John Legend. I remember Mayor, this goes back several years. When John Legend first came out, I actually heard him for the first time on a Christmas special, and I forget what station it was. I think it was BET, it was Keisha Cole and some others. And John Legend just has that very unique voice. I mean, you hear John Legend, some of my favorite, his vocal style and delivery becomes amazing. So if you're out there, again, tonight's topic is the holidays and your relationship. The holidays, on the one hand, can be extremely celebrated time, extremely joyous time, happy time, family, gifts, parties, and the whole nine. On the other hand, the holidays can be a very stressful time for many of us. And so what can we do to handle the stress of the holidays? I've talked about the fact that we should acknowledge the stress, be honest with ourselves. If it's stressful for you, even if it's stressful for no one else, acknowledge that the fact that it is stressful. Decide what you will and will not do, what you can and cannot do. Don't allow others to dictate what you do for the holidays. And then this is the thing, and this is kind of the driving point for me. My 9-to-5 is in healthcare. As I said, I'm a senior manager in the hospice industry in hospice. We deal with end-of-life care. I've been in this field now for about 12 years, and I've done quite a lot of counseling, others would say coaching, with family members whose loved ones have passed. And it's interesting because oftentimes, many, many times, the holidays for them, at least that first holiday, are times of sadness, times of acknowledging loss, times that they actually miss their loved one. And maybe, you want to take a moment, if that's where you are, you're listening tonight or you're listening via the archive or you will be listening via the archive, and for you, this holiday season is not one of happiness, but it's one of sadness. It's one in which you're remembering the fact that your loved one departed this earth from you, will not be with you for this past Thanksgiving or this coming Hanukkah or Christmas or Kwanzaa. This is the thing. I've learned this, everybody, to admit it, to acknowledge it. You know what? Because it's not the kind of thing that you can run away from. And I used to do support groups 2 years ago, and one of the things I said is that pain and grief go hand in hand. You really can't have one without the other. So what I advise people to do in my one-on-one coaching / counseling and when I was running support groups is to do this. Wow, watch it. This is almost radical, but it is. I was to actually face that pain. I know, listen, not many of us are masochistic. Not many of us like pain. You know what? I've discovered this pain is part of life. So even in the holiday season, if you're going to get through it, part of what you will need to do, if this applies to you, is acknowledge that pain and say, you know what, I miss my departed grandmother, grandfather, maybe cousin, maybe aunt, maybe uncle, maybe nephew, maybe parent. Man, that's difficult. And maybe even more difficult, my child. I want to take a moment right now while I'm thinking about it, just acknowledge the Brown family, the family of Eric Garner, family of that young man, I think it was in Chicago, 12-year-old who was killed, mothers. You know, what will their Christmas or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa be like? And it's part of facing that pain so that we can process that pain and we can push past that pain so we can make this holiday season as joyful and as celebrative as it can be. And following that, is developing your coping skills. In other words, what strategies are you going to use to get through this holiday season in the event that for you it brings up that sadness, that loss, that experience that causes you pain? And also, you know what I've discovered? That during this time of holiday, for me more than anything else, is really a time for family. So to look to your support system, your family, your friends, your faith community, your volunteer organization, your professional association, who can stand with you, stand by you, and encourage you during this time so that you can make this holiday season as joyous and as celebrated as it can be. We'll be right back in just a minute. You're listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw on Blog Talk Radio.
Mm-hmm.
time I turn around, LTD, Jeffrey Osborne, you are listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw on Blog Talk Radio. Loving the show tonight. Glad I got my co-host here. So I'm your co-host, Michael T, along with my co-host, the Candy Girl of Comedy.
Amira Ryan. Hey, sorry I couldn't be there. All my energy is drained, but I'll be back full force next week, y'all.
Hey, listen, we know you're chilling on your web. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you're hanging out in the Real Relevant and Raw studios tonight. We appreciate you listening in and chiming in as you're able to. Tonight's topic is the holidays and your relationship. And let me move on and say that it may be the case, and I know this is the case for me this year, to rethink what the holiday season means. But let me give an example. When I was a child, a teenager, maybe in my early adult years, it was all about getting gifts. Got a little bit older, and it was about receiving and giving gifts. I was thinking about what am I going to get this and what am I going to get that one, et cetera. When I became a parent, it was all about my child and what he's going to get. And it's funny because now it's really about family, and it's a celebrate Christmas, so I'll just say for me, for this Christmas season, it's really about me reflecting on my life and what kind of life I've lived. Let me give you a case of point. Tonight, I went to see Beyond the Lights, and I recommended Amira. Listen, I'm not a real emotional guy, but movies, particularly romances, oh, man, they'll bring the tears to my eyes. Amira, I'm watching this movie, Beyond the Lights, with Nate Parker. And let me get this. I've looked it up on Google. The actress's name, beautiful actress, by the way. Let me see if I can find her name here. I'm going to go back. And I am.
She played Belle in that movie, Belle.
She did. And you know, and listen, everybody, I'm probably going to mispronounce her name, but I'm doing my best. Google Mbatha Raw. She played Noni. So I'm at the Elizabeth movie theater. I forget, it's something Jersey. And the mirror, you know, it was nobody else in the theater in this particular theater but me. So here I am envisioning me in my mansion in the theater room. And I'm sitting back, nobody there, and I'm just looking at this big screen and watching this movie. I love a good love story. So at the end, I'm tearing up, and I'm not going to tell anybody. I don't want to be a spoiler. It's Jersey Garden Small movie theater. So I'm sitting there, and at the end, I'm tearing up, the movie ends, and in the mirror, I'm sitting there like, I've always aspired to become a wealthy man. And by that, I have always meant monetary wealth. I still aspire to that. But in the mirror, I'm sitting there in the theater, you know, tears running down my face, and the thought came to me. It's like, Mike, you're already wealthy. I said, wow. And I said, because of the bath and the life that you've lived. Now, what do I mean by that? All right, well, I had to sit back and acknowledge. I'm sitting there watching this love story unfold, and it was a phenomenal love story. Oh, my God, phenomenal, at least in my estimation. And I'm sitting there like, I can relate to this. I'm sitting there watching this movie, and I'm saying I can relate to this because I've known what it has meant to both give and receive love. And all of this is happening for me during this holiday season. So I've begun to rethink what the holidays mean for me. What it means for me is gratitude. What it means to me is acknowledgement, celebration, family. My mom and I were talking this morning, and she wants me to come over on Saturdays to do some things for her around her house. No problem, Mom. I don't have a problem doing that. And then we talked about getting together, the family getting together for Christmas. And you know what? I'm like, oh, this holiday season has, I've changed what it's meant for me. So for those of you, for those of us who are experiencing any degree of stress, any degree at all, I want to suggest that you challenge yourself to rethink what the holidays mean for you. I'm going to go to one more song. Then we'll be right back. We're going to close the show in a way that only we know how to do on We're Relevant and Raw. This everybody will be right back. You're listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw. Yeah, that Lady Marmalade by Patti LaBelle. And this is Real, Relevant, and Raw. And I am your co-host, Michael Teague, along with the Candy Girl of Comedy, my co-host,
Amira Ryans. Hey, what's up, y'all?
Hey.
Next week, I'll be back full force, and we're going to keep it popping, keep it moving like we do.
We're going to keep it popping. We're going to keep it moving, everybody. Tonight's topic has been the holidays and your relationships. We said a whole lot tonight. Talked about the fact that the holidays can be stressful, that you need to acknowledge that stress, that you need to decide what you will and will not do, can and cannot do. that you will not allow others to dictate what you do for the holidays, that you will admit those times when the holidays for you bring up feelings of sadness or remind you of difficult times, that you will develop coping skills as well as to garner and bring together your support system, then that you will rethink what the holidays may mean. Finally, say this as we close the show tonight, you can do it. You can do all of those things. You can relieve the stress of the holidays. You can alleviate the anxiety of the holidays. You can push through the pain and still make the holidays a time in your life and a season that can be joyous and celebrated. And I want to end with this poem. And I heard this poem, Amira, several years ago, ironically enough, on the Steve Harvey Morning Show. And I think if memory serves me correctly, Steve Harvey is a Kappa. I believe he's part of the Kappa Alpha Psi fraternity. And if I'm not mistaken, and if memory serves me correctly, this was one of the poems that he had to memorize as he pledged Kappa Alpha Psi. It is Invictus by William Ernest Henley. And it says, "It's out of the night that covers me, black as the pits from pole to pole. I thank whatever gods may be for my unconquerable soul. In the fell clutch of circumstance, I have not winced nor cried aloud. Under the bludgeonings of chance, my head is bloody but unbowed. Beyond this place of wrath and tears looms but the horror of the shade, and yet the menace of the years finds and shall find me unafraid. It matters not how thick the gate, how charged with punishment the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul." Everybody, you've been listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw. We broadcast every Monday evening from 10 p.m. until 11 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. And as we close the show tonight, I'm your co-host, Michael T., along with my co-host,
Mayor Ryan. Good night, y'all.
Love you, everybody. We'll see you next week, and we will be bringing you more of the best in relationship radio on Real, Relevant, and Raw. Everybody, have a good night.